You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens. Come lead from prison the captives who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. This is the ancient prayer that was inspired by today's passage from Isaiah 22, verses 21 to 22. And this passage speaks about a steward of the royal household in Jerusalem. It's addressed to the old steward who's being fired and is speaking of a faithful steward whom the Lord will put in his place. And I will clothe him with your robe and will bind your girdle on him and will commit your authority to his hand. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall open. Well, Christ is this key. He is the one who has all authority in the house of God. We read in the letter to the Hebrews that Moses was faithful in God's house as a servant, that Jesus was faithful in God's house as a son. And here we see a son who is worthy to steward the things of God because he is the Son of God, because he has the Father's mind in everything. And therefore, what the Father wishes to open, he'll open. What the Father wishes to shut, he'll shut. That's a truth we need to lay hold on when we're considering discipleship before our Lord Jesus Christ. There are things in our life that he will shut, and we need to accept that it's by the Father's authority that they're shut. And there are opportunities in our life that he's going to open, and we need to walk through those doors, whether it's an opportunity for mission, for service, for self-denial. He will open those doors, and we want to recognize that it's by his authority that those doors have been opened and that we ought to walk through them. But more than that, the authority of the Messiah opening and shutting has to do with the kingdom of God itself, the everlasting vision of the heavenly Jerusalem is something that can be opened only by the Messiah, the Word of God made flesh. He has opened that to us, and no one else can shut it. He is for us, and none can be against us. And he will give us all things with the Father.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.